Outcast of Redwall, Disc 6.
Chapter 24. Toward evening, Abbess Meriem stood on the north wall battlements with Bryony. They had been waiting and watching for days, but Meriem had not told Bryony why. The sounds of singing drifted to them on the twilight breeze, and the Abbess leaned across the battlements, smiling with relief.
Listen, Bryony, friends are coming to Redwall.
Lantern lights showed like fireflies, and as they drew closer, rousing voices could be heard, singing a quick marching song.
Oh, we chased them off the highway, they fled off to the west. We sent them every which way, our warriors are the best. They'll never see old Redwall, cause they were forced to flee. Set on the way, my shout, the smoke from every greenwood tree. My luck at them, the firm in peace, to frame out of the north and east. We'll give them blood and steel and strong, until they leave our land alone.
Abbess Meriem cut paws around her mouth and called,
"Who goes there?"
There were chortles and guffaws as Jod replied,
"Just some jolly old phantom warriors who need fattening up, me dear. Did Miss Suffering Ears hear mention of a whacking great feast at your splendiferous abbey, what?"
Meriem's voice shook with laughter as she shouted back,
"No, they didn't. But come in anyway and we'll see what we can do to silence your grumbling tummies."
A hearty cheer went up from the marchers. The tale was told and retold over the banquet board of how a small determined force sent the horde of Swart Sixclaw, the ferret warlord, running defeated into the west. Dibbins watched open-mouthed as the squirrel-haired Jod demolished everything edible that came within his reach.
"I say, this spring salad's absolutely top-hole. Eh, what's that, Mom? Oh, yes, indeed. Pile it on here, my dear. Nothing like apple pie and meadow cream to clear one's palate, you know. Excuse me, young mill chap. Pass yon turnip and tater, whatever they call that barely great pie you coves eat. Thank you kindly. No, leave the jolly old dish. Might want some for afters, what?"